And then he says, I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord. Indeed, Cyzicus, true comrade, true yoke fellow, I ask you also to help these women who have shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. And just reading that, you're just caught up with the fact that this man's life was all about people. It was about a congregation in Philippi who were beloved brethren to him. So beloved were they that he calls them that twice in the same verse. They were brethren. He didn't see himself as somebody over them, but somebody among them. He didn't talk of himself as a father. He talked of himself as a brother. He found in those people his joy. He found in those people his crown. That is the epitome of life, the ultimate end of life. To be crowned is to top everything off, and the top for Paul was the people. And he not only spoke to them in general, but he spoke to them in specific. He spoke of Euodia, and he spoke of Syntyche, who apparently were in some discord, encouraging them to live harmoniously. And then he spoke of true comrade, true yoke fellow, could be a proper name, Cyzicus. And says to Cyzicus, I ask you to help those women who shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, and they shared with Clement also and the rest of the fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. And he's very concerned that these two women who are wrangling about something get into harmony. And he asks Cyzicus to go to their rescue and go to their aid and bring about the kind of harmony that is appropriate to the gospel. All of this is so typical of Paul. When you start out in any Pauline letter, you're introduced to whoever is in his company. And when you come to the end of the Pauline letters, he'll give you a list of who's there or the people he's concerned about. And every one of his letters expresses a concern either for a church or, in the case of his letters to individuals, in the case of that individual, Timothy and Titus. Paul was literally swept up in the fellowship. In fact, if you go back a little bit into the third chapter and verse 20, Paul says our citizenship is in heaven. We don't even belong here. Our citizenship is in heaven. And we're waiting for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come from heaven and to transform, verse 21, the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glory by the exertion of the power that He has even to subject all things to himself. So we're waiting for our transformation. Our home is not here. Our home is in heaven. We're strangers here. We live as strangers in the world. We live as foreigners who are citizens of a heavenly land.